Hey everyone, I hope everyone is doing well. Wanted to spend a couple minutes talking about this school week so far and some of the fun things that I get to experience in education. So Tuesday, it didn't really go that bad. It was kind of surprising. There wasn't really too many behaviors, and some of the behaviors that were shown yesterday definitely got better today. So I would say overall, like, things went really well today, all things considered. And I think partially why that may have happened is there's supposed to be a snowstorm tomorrow, or at least very early in the morning, essentially like when school starts and before then. So a really bad time to have snow. So there is a relatively good chance, I hate to say a really good chance, but it's predicted to be like 3 to 5 inches. And for the area of Ohio that I'm in now, in Southwest Ohio, that is a ton of snow for them to get because they are very bad at clearing snow. Where I grew up in Northeast Ohio, 3 to 5 inches, unless it happened at like 4 a.m., right? And basically, if it happened to a point where snowplows didn't have time to get it away, then that could be a delay potentially, but it would take a lot of snow, a lot of ice to get a snow day. We had a lot more for cold, because once the temperature goes below a certain level, you can't have school. But for temperature, they would just, you know, plow all the snow. So it's very rare to have snow days in Northeast Ohio. Down here, it's actually pretty easy to get. And it's not even just my school specifically. A lot of schools call off whenever there's some sort of storm, just because they just don't plow well down here at all. It's actually kind of embarrassing how bad it is in the Cincinnati area for like highways and stuff. It's quite dangerous when there's even like 2 inches of snow, the highways actually get bad. And back up north, that would take like a half a foot of snow in a short amount of time to make the highways bad. Because the highways, you know, they got to be good because people are going faster on them. But down here, they just don't have those as good services as they do up there. But I guess generally they don't have as much snow, so it isn't as imperative. It's still kind of annoying, though, when you can't get to different places on the highway when it's hardly even snowing, when the roads shouldn't even be that bad. But so that could be a possibility for tomorrow. So that would shorten the week, which would be nice. It'd be good and bad in different ways. I know there's some teachers that were saying like there's grades and stuff they want to get in for Friday, and that definitely would be useful to have a school day to get that work done. But at least for me, I live like 7 minutes from my elementary school where I teach, so even if it were to snow a lot, I would still probably be able to get into my school. I mean, I just drive there. I'm used to driving in snow and whatnot, since even in Northeast Ohio, when they didn't clear the roads or if there was ice or stuff, we'd probably still have school. It was very rare that we got a snow day from actual snow versus cold. So I'm used to doing that, and if no one's out doing anything, then it's going to be even easier to drive. But if that happens, I'll probably just go to school anyway and catch up on a lot of the, I have to get like progress reports and some IEP stuff done. But if I'm able to do that, that would be really useful. So I wouldn't particularly mind if there is a snow day, because then I'd be able to sleep in, then go to school to get work done and have the day off, which I think would be awesome. But, you know, it was kind of funny. I was mentioning I had my after-school duty today where I had to stand on the third floor and make sure kids are going down to the car riders. And then once the bell rings, I go out there to monitor students out there. And I was chatting with this one student who was like the sweetest little kid, asked me how my day was, which is such a rare thing to get, because I ask kids how they're, you know, how they're doing, how their day is all the time. But to have a kid just do that, it's very rare. And just, you get those random gems of kids that are just really polite and sweet and just nice people. But she asked me how my day was. And so told her it was good. And I asked her how she felt. You know, I was like, do you think we're going to get a snow day? And she was like, I kind of hope not. I want to come to school. And I was just like, it was like the sweetest thing. It's like, you don't expect a kid to say that. You know, most kids and even most teachers, and you know, it's like, it's no day. We're excited. We get to stay home, day off, blah, blah, blah. But like, there are those, it's important to really keep that in mind, that there are those kids that really do enjoy coming to school and being in the environment that they're in, and just being around the teachers that they like. And it isn't a bad thing. That's a very good thing. And frankly, you know, it's like, I like coming to school most of the time, unless I'm sick. That'd probably be the only time I don't like coming to school, but I don't physically feel well. But honestly, when I think about my job compared to other professions that I could be doing, like sitting in an office or doing different things, that at different points, like when life gets really stressful, you think like, yeah, that'd be nice, but it'd only be nice for, you know, like an hour or two until you're cooled off or until you're de-stressed a little bit, and then it'll get really boring. at least with this profession, you get engaged the whole time and you have to work hard the whole time, and you just get challenged a lot, which I like it. I mean, it's mentally stimulating to do each and every day, and there's not a dull moment. And if you let a moment get dull, then it's probably because a kid is probably gives opportunity for a kid to do something they're not supposed to be doing, and you have to be on top of things all the time. And I think that's something for me that's beneficial, because at least in my personal life, I like to have a lot of things to do each day, make my to-do list and get everything done that I need to get done. And I don't feel very productive when I don't have a lot of things, even if it's an off day. And I'm trying to fix my car to make sure it's not parked in a weird spot, so I apologize for all that fun beeping. But, you know, at school, there's always more work. I could go in for 24 straight hours and still have more work to do, even if I'm working productively for those 24 hours. And it's, you know, it's a negative. I mean, there's a lot of work and I don't always want to do it, but at the same time, you know, I like that I'm always busy. There's not a dull moment where I get stuck in my thoughts, because the more I think about things, the more stressed out I get, honestly, about life. And at school, it keeps me off track from thinking about the gym too much, and at the gym keeps me from thinking about school too much. So it's a balance that is very imperative, and it's imperative for me to be healthy in general. I mean, healthy so I can go to school and healthy so I can be at the gym. So I take care of myself and be intelligent with how I manage stress and try not to let it get the best of me, whether it's physically or mentally or emotionally or anything like that. So I don't know, just some things I want to talk about with school today. So I'm going to wrap this up so I can go in the gym and get destroyed by front squats, since that's what I got, 4 sets of 5 at front squats at 290 pounds. So my quads will be screaming before I know it. But anywho, I'll talk to you all in the next one. I hope you're all having a wonderful day. Peace.